Hello, and welcome to Storytime with the Muskingum County Library System. My name is Miss Terry, and tonight we will be reading I'm Not Just a Scribble by Diane Albler. The story is about acceptance. The cool thing is, we are all different, and that's amazing, right? Yes. But before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, big and little, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as their role model. And plus, story time is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you get to learn together, have fun, and bond. Remember, when you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after the story, because this is a proven strategy for reading comprehension. So, are you ready to read I'm Not Just a Scribble? I am so excited to read this book to you. Let's get started. This is a story about Scribble, whose lines would cross and wiggle. Tiny loops would start him small. Bigger swirls would make him tall. He could be shades of green or baby blue. Even crazy colors, he loved them too. Choosing bright colors made him feel free. He never knew which one he would be. What's your favorite color? Do you like green, blue, pink, yellow, purple, maybe brown? What's your favorite color? Mine's pink. Then, one day, Scribble took a short walk where he found a house and stopped to talk. "Hello," said Scribble. "It's such a great day. I thought I'd come over and we could all play." The house never saw anything like Scribble before, but he was curious enough to find out a bit more. So, even though he was grumpy and didn't want to play, he still managed to grunt, "What are you anyway?" Scribble was confused and didn't know what to say. He said to the house, "I'm just a scribble. Is that okay?"
"It's not okay," said the house. "You don't look right. Your lines aren't straight. Your colors are too bright."
Poor Scribble, that house was kind of mean. "But color is fun," Scribble said. "I can show you why. Just give me a chance. Please let me try."
"No," said the house. "You can't stay. You're nothing like me. Now go away."
Do you think that is something nice to say to someone who wants to be friends and play?
I don't think so. Let's get back to the story.
Hearing those words made Scribble so sad. A tear ran down his face. He felt really bad.
"But I won't be upset," he proclaimed that day. So he changed his colors and went on his way.
He continued his walk and soon found the sun. Along with the clouds, they could all have some fun. But the sun saw him coming and told him to stop. "Your lines are too messy
And we don't have a mop.
Turn around, little scribble, he went on to say. Go back to your home, please. Just go away.
Aww. But you're not being nice, shouted Scribble, quite mad. The fact that I'm different doesn't make me so bad. My colors are special.
Yes, they are.
And my lines are just fine. If you don't give me a chance, we could all have a great time.
Should we ask him to play? They huddled to discuss. It's fun with more friends, and it's usually just us. Although they were worried that this wouldn't work out, being mean to Scribble wasn't what they were about. Scribble was surprised at what he saw the next day. All of the drawings were there, and they wanted to play. Oh my, they all wanted to play. How exciting is that? Even Rainbow showed up, and he never came by. He was standing there right near the sun in the sky. We are so sorry, said the clouds, as they held back their tears. Please come and play, said the house. We haven't had fun in years. I forgive you, Scribble shouted, as he did a happy dance. They were so grateful they gave him another chance. Do you think that it was good that all of the drawings gave Scribble another chance? I sure do. I think they're going to have so much fun playing. Let's find out if they do. Scribble gathered up his colors and played with everyone. Blue, purple, green, and yellow. It was all so much fun. Look at what they've created when they all came together. The art was so beautiful. It was better than ever. How great is that? They made their best art ever at the end. So, what did you think about this book? Are you as happy as I am that in the end, Scribble got to play in color with all of the drawings? I know I sure am. So, I have something fun I would love to see you do tomorrow. Grab a piece of paper and your favorite crayons. I want you to draw a picture with all your favorite colors to show that all the colors and all the scribbles can have fun together. And then, let's try something extra fun. I want you to take another piece of paper and create a beautiful scribble. And then take your safety scissors and cut your scribble out in whatever shape you want it to be. Draw a little nose, a mouth, and some eyes. Guess what? Your scribble just came alive, just like in the book. How awesome is that? And always remember, everyone is special and deserves to have fun. And it's great that we all are different. So, adults out there, here is something fun you can do with your child. Go to our website and find Tumble Books. Tumble Books is a read-along software that you can choose books that will read along on the computer for your child. This will enhance reading comprehension and give them a whole new world of books to explore. And thank you so much for joining us for story time. Please make sure to join in here on Wiz Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story time. Have a great night and a great day tomorrow.